Johnny was sleeping in the green wood. A giant calm, bending down the treetops to see if it had fancies to chew on. He spied Johnny. He caught him up and carried him home over his back. He says to Johnny, "Go get me 2 eggs through the cellar hawk to hae to my dinner, or I'll eat you now and pick my teeth wi' your shin bean." Johnny grat. Oh, it was the ogre's belly for him. But the giant's doctor came to him. She'd pity for him. She wiped his face with a red hair and took him into the forest. They could see the siller hawk riding the surf with a cold blue wind, a wee white ash flake at the roof of the forest. Her nest was as high as the clouds, up a pine tree with a trunk as slippery as copper and nae branches to it at all. The giant's doctor pulls off her fingers and sticks them on the tree. And that was his ladder to the nest, her ain bleeding fingers. Next day, he was set to clean a giant byre full of shorn for 100 years of giant beasts. The giant's doctor took off her goon and dammed the stream with her body to drive the burn through the byre and wash it clean. Next day he was to catch all the birds that flew. She made a net over here and caught them for him. And then they lay together. Then she freed him out that dungeon and he took her home. He left her at the castle gate and he went in to get her a goon. Once through his ain gate, he forgot her altogether. He was awa' to get married, riding down the street with his fiancée, a wee blonde girl just out the egg. A craw and a hawk and a cushy-doo called his name, and he turned and saw her at the gate. Her hair's off, her hand bleeding, and she's naked yet. He fell off his horse and ran to kiss her. They say they got married.